Intervju Radija Študent.
The man who screwed a whole country.
Ich stehe auf dem Dach. Ich warte vehement. Ich warte auch noch später. Die Füße in Zement. Die Junkies steigen über die Dächer in die Häuser ein. Kleine Kids, die durch kleine Fenster passen. Are you happy to see me, or is that a gun in your pocket?
Come up and see me. Come up and see me. Come up and see me. Sometime.
Come up and see me.
Hey, short. Kids and a long
come up
way.
And see me.
Hey, short.
Come up and see me sometime. Come up and see me.
Kiss and go.
Come up and see me.
A short kiss.
Come up and see me sometime. Come up and see me.
A short kiss and go.
See me,
a short kiss,
come
and
up and
a long
see me
embrace.
Sometime.
Pozdravljeni v današnjem Ereš intervjuju, v katerem gostimo Teo Tearda in pa Blikso Bargeld, ki danes nastopata v kinu Šiška in ki sta pred kratkim izdala CD naslovljen Still Smiling. So, hello. So, I heard you found out the restaurants in Slovenia.
No, we already inquired beforehand. We inquired with a friend of mine that lives in Ljubljana to where we can actually eat by the time that we arrive, which was like at 10 in the evening.
Very late.
So it is not that easy to find something good and open at that time.
You've been quite a lot of times actually in Slovenia, so how do you reflect your...
Theo comes from Friuli, so he's not really that far away anyway. So I believe he used to come to Ljubljana much more often than I did.
I came here so many times to see shows because I used to live in Pordenone. Now I live in Roma, but when I lived here, it's well an hour and a half drive, and there were always so many shows in this town. So it made more sense for me to come here than going to Milan.
So Ljubljana is kind of also your city.
Well, I couldn't say my city, but I've been here. I also had a girlfriend here back in the day, so.
How did this collaboration started? You both had, as I saw, a theater play or something.
Yes, yeah. We started from in Giulia, which is a theater play we did 3 years ago. And after that, we had the chance to work together on a song called A Quiet Life for a movie. The title of the movie was Italian-German co-production called Una Vita Tranquilla, A Quiet Life. And from then on, it was kind of spontaneous trying to work on an album together based on that song experience we did together.
The sounds that you have, I mean, it's a very mellow
album.
It's a chamber music. I mean,
no drums.
Yes, you both came onto this from. I mean, who was the generator of it? I would say
the idea was to write an album of songs. It was obvious that it's going to be in the same vein as the song that we have written for the film, A Quiet Life, that it is a very string-based record and a very much a fairly intimate sound setting in the sense of like a very narrow spectrum of instruments. That was clear. That just gives you also the direction for what the lyrical genre will be. Like chamber music dictates to be intimate.
The way music is being produced changed quite a lot in the last years. What kind of an approach are you two taking? Are you still working in a traditional way, or is it now more a home environment computer based a style of doing music?
Both these, I mean, Theo has a studio in Rome. I still work in the same Neubauten studio in Berlin, and we made this record in the studio. So he recorded in Rome, then he would take his material to Berlin, we would do more recordings, I would go back to Rome, do some singing, and that's what we did. We didn't send files back and forth. I personally have no music program in my computer. I work in a studio with an engineer. If he has a computer, then he has a computer. If he has something else to record, he has something else. I never looked into this garage land and do-it-yourself method of doing things. I just don't enjoy it. So that's definitely not true. He has a computer to record music. He has a recording studio. I have a recording studio with an engineer. The engineer uses a computer.
So the way of making this album was quite, as I imagine, well, no, not only traditional, but okay, you had this logistics between Italy and Germany.
Yes.
It's very interesting that in through history you have a lot of Germans who have this affinity to Italy. What's your?
It's the same. I'm German. I like Italy. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe it's genetical.
Is it the spirits of the Italians?
No.
I feel there are so many. Blix is a very curious person, and Italy has a lot to offer, so I think it's understandable.
Yeah. You also have a giant Italian community in Berlin. In fact, many, many Italians that can't stand Italy are moving to Berlin. Like, it's that much that recently we've been to an Italian school, elementary school in Berlin, and the director of the school, she was obviously of Italian origin, was telling Theo about the exodus of Italians to Berlin. So it's the...
Yes, it's a big thing.
Yeah.
listening to your album, it's very noticeable that you also reflect. I mean, it's kind of a thing between personal, but there are also things like this thing with Berlusconi. You have this sentence inside that yes. The man who fucked a country.
The man who screwed the whole country.
Yeah.
A title of the Economist. You know the magazine called The Economist. Yeah, it was on the title a picture of Berlusconi, and then it said, "The man who screwed the whole country." And he keeps on screwing the country.
This is the first time in my life I end up on a record with something like this. And
it's similar to me, that this yes. is because it comes out of the of the setting. You can't hide anything.
Yes.
You know, in a much more... if you have a big orchestra, you can do something more epical. If you have a rock band behind, you can also do other things. You always lie back on something. There is somebody else behind you. You can stop singing. It yes. will still work. You can't do that in this setting.
You can't disappear.
Everything you do becomes obvious. So if I suddenly make... It's pretty bold for me to quote this, even so it is still poetic somehow, and it is still coded and hidden somehow, but it becomes very, very obvious and lots of people get it.
Yes, and it seems to work really well and to surprise people in a very positive way, like unexpected but true.
Sure, like the defenestrazioni, unexpected that I
true. Plus
play the interview.
Plus without any kind of rhetorical. It's not a rhetorical.
No.
I never knew that there is this Mexican fish, this human.
Fish. It's not a fish.
Amphibious.
It's amphibious, yes. The axolotl. Yeah, the axolotl. And what I didn't know is that Giorgio Agamben was a big supporter of Berlusconi's cultural politics. Did you know that?
No.
The German Berlin newspaper wrote a shit article after our concert, accused me that I mentioned Agamben because he's a big supporter of Berlusconi's cultural politics. And that I shouldn't make statements like that. Very odd. The article is full of punches.
Really?
Yeah.
Where do you find these elements? Like, I mean, this amphibian.
My old assistant, Dr. Maria Zinfert, once gave me a photocopy of an essay that Agamben has written, and that was called The Axolotl. Yeah. And I love that text. So that's where it comes from.
The CD you made is quite... it's quite really chamber music, easy music. Would you consider that it's very different from what you have been doing in previous projects, or is it a natural development, a style based on your previous work?
I don't know what's so different.
I don't think it's different. I totally recognize myself. I recognize him, mm-hmm. And to me, it absolutely makes sense in our path. No, this is not a change, or it's like a
development.
Yes, it is a development, but I totally recognize myself.
I mean, it's just two things come together there that were probably not together, which is Theo's sound world and my approach to singing and writing were connected, and that gives it a new aspect.
So, do you have any further plans from considering this?
The songs recorded and are on this record, yeah.
And next week we're going to record more material, so we're working on an EP. It will be out before March, because we will tour again in March. And so we have new material.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I hope you will enjoy the show, and
you too.
So too.
See you there.
Thank you very much. See you. Bye.
To je bil današnji Ereš intervju s Teo Teardom ter Blikso Bargeld. Danes večer pa oba v Kino Šiška. predstavljata svoj prvenec, Still Smiling. Moje ime pa je Arni, lep pozdrav.
I'm smiling, still smiling.
Intervju Radija Študent.